Here is Radio New York Folk Music Worldwide. A program devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, showcasing the top performers and authorities in the field. Now your host for Folk Music Worldwide, Alan Wasser.
Hello again and welcome to Folk Music Worldwide. With us today are two of the Serendipity Singers, a young group from out of the West with a very unusual name, which we'll explain later in the program. But first, why don't we get right to a piece of their music so you'll know how they sing and what they sing. How about Sunshine Special? Sunshine Special by the Serendipity Singers. In the studio with us today are the leader of the Serendipity Singers, Brian Sennett, and one of the girls in the group, Diane Decker. Brian, the first and obvious question is, where on earth did you get the name Serendipity Singers, and what does it mean?
The actual word serendipity, Alan, was coined in 1754 by Horace Walpole in a book called The Three Princes of Serendip. And it has become a common usage now. I'll read the definition here for you out of the dictionary. The faculty of making desirable but unsought for discoveries by accident. And this is sort of what we feel is true of the group.
But do you feel that the group itself is an unsought for but desirable accident, or do you like to think that the music is?
The music, I hope. What we're doing and how we're treating the music.
Let me go back to that song we just heard, Sunshine Special, which has one line that fascinates me. I want to feel the wind blowing through my toes. Maybe you give us some kind of a background on that song.
The tune was written by Terry Gilkinson of the Easy Riders. And he's written a lot of railroad songs and I think has a good feeling for that kind of work. It's a typical, I think, of railroad songs, just a bum's attitude towards what he's doing. Very free lyric.
incidentally, this brings us to another question. Where do you get your material in general?
All of our material, I think, is original in that were heavily arranged and were using a, while maintaining the use of lyric and saying what each song should say, we're trying to take it in a modern scope and do something else with the song.
Taking a song as a sample, A Crooked Little Man. Now, where does that come from and what did you do to it?
This is a nursery rhyme that I'm not sure of the origin of. We've put to music just about a crooked little man who lives in a crooked world. He's worried about a hole in his roof. It's how we treat it dramatically, I think, that we find expression in it.
Well, after that lead-in, the obvious thing to do is play Crooked Little Man by the Serendipity Singers, so here it is.
Don't let the rain come down. Oh no, don't let the rain come down. Oh no, don't let the rain come down. My roof's got a hole in it and I might drown. Oh yes, my roof's got a hole in it and I might drown.
There was a crooked man and he had a crooked smile. Had a crooked sixpence and he walked a crooked mile. Had a crooked cat and he had a crooked mouse. They all lived together in a crooked little house.
Oh no, don't let the rain come down. Oh yes, my roof's got a hole in it and I might drown.
Well, this crooked little man and his crooked little smile took his crooked sixpence and he walked a crooked mile. Bought some crooked nails and a crooked little bat. Tried to fix his roof with a rat-tat-tat-tat-tat.
No, don't let the rain come down. Oh yes, my roof's got a hole in it and I might drown. Now this crooked little man and his crooked cat and mouse, they all live together in a crooked little house. Has a crooked door with a crooked little latch. Has a crooked roof with a crooked little patch.
Don't let the rain come down.
Don't let the rain come down. Don't let the rain come down. My roof's got a hole in it and I might drown. Oh yes, my roof's got a hole in it and I might drown. Don't let the rain come down. Don't let the rain come down. Don't let the rain come down. My roof's got a hole in it.
My roof's got a hole in it.
My roof's got a hole in it and I might drown.
Crooked Little Man by the Serendipity Singers. Besides Brian Sennett, who you already met on this show so far, there's another member of the group in the studio with us. By the way, the group has 9 members, 7 of whom are boys and 2 of whom are girls. And, of course, when I was having them in, I couldn't take all 9, and the obvious solution was to have the leader and one of the girls. And I'm glad I did because she's a very charming young girl. Her name is Diane Decker. Diane, what does it feel like to be one of 2 girls working with 7 boys?
Well, I find it it's really a lot of fun that way. It's more easy to be a personality, I think, with a larger group than it is to be with a smaller group because you're less inhibited, I think.
Well, don't you tend to get lost in the crowd? Or?
Well, probably to the people out front I do, but I don't feel, you know, that way at all.
In the end of Crooked Little Man, there was a girl. Was that you or was that the other girl?
That was Lynn, I believe, at the end.
Well, what would be a good sample of a song that you appear in prominently?
Prominently? Well, Wagoner Lad, Lynn and I do a duo, and both of us are featured throughout it.
Yeah. Can you give us a short summary of the background on that song? Yeah.
Wagoner Lad is a Western song about a girl who falls in love with a wagoner lad.
All right. And that's given Joe enough time to get the song queued up. So, Joe,
yeah.
Wagoner Lad by the Serendipity Singers.
Ah! say I'm not worthy to enter your door. I make my own living, my money's my own. And if they don't like me, they can leave me alone.
Wagoner Lad by the Serendipity Singers. Well, before we get some more music by the Serendipity Singers, let's take a short break for a message. We'll be back in one moment. Okay, this is Alan Wasser again, back at Radio New York Worldwide's Folk Music Worldwide with the Serendipity Singers. Before we go and hear another record by them, let me just ask that our listeners, as usual, keep the letters coming. Since we're international, there's no way of knowing how many people are listening except by letters, and that makes it very important. Just drop a line, tell us what you thought of the show, tell us whether you want any particular kind of groups on the show. Write into me, Alan Wasser, or to the show, Folk Music Worldwide, at Radio New York Worldwide, 4 West 58th Street, New York 19, New York, USA. And if you miss that address, Mel will come back in the very end of the show to give you the address again. Now, let's get back to the Serendipity Singers. Brian, perhaps you could tell us something about the other seven members of the group who aren't here today.
I think a good general statement, Alan, for the most part, we're from the West, Texas, California, Colorado, and Nebraska. We got together in school. Seven of us went to the University of Colorado, and two were from the University of Texas. I think that being from the West, we have sort of a feeling for that. A lot of the music that comes from this area, as evidenced in the Wagoner Lad that you heard just a moment ago. The next number that I'd like for you to listen to is Boots and Stetsons. This is sort of a topical song about an old profession of being a gunslinger, and in difference with most songs about the profession, it doesn't paint such a rosy picture. It is a realistic sort of psychological outlook of a gunfighter.
All right, let's hear Boots and Stetsons.
And Stetsons and six guns and the lilies grow hard. They go for a man with a gun slinging hand who before his time must die. They grow on a trail
Boots and Stetsons by the Serendipity Singers. On their album, they're identified not just as folk singers, but as folk jazz singers. Brian, perhaps you'd want to give us an idea of what folk jazz means.
Well, I think it's in our arranging. We do traditional things as well as contemporary folk material, Alan, but our arranging is more in a jazz vein, and it's due, I think, to our orientation. The backgrounds of all the members range from theater, jazz, and then also folk music, of course. And we just feel that the scope of folk music has been sort of limited and without real reason. It's just become a standardized form, and it isn't really necessary to be given an ethnic approach.
Well, the four songs we've just heard are all traditional, if rearranged by you. Perhaps you'd want to give us a sample of a song that you have written as a closing song for the show.
All right. This is a song about a very topical word of late in many respects. It's called Freedom Star and speaks of freedom in its general sense, I think.
Who wrote the song?
I did.
All right. Freedom Star by Brian Sennett, as sung by the Serendipity Singers. Well, we're flat out of time on the Serendipity Singers show. That was Freedom Star. Brian and Diane, I want to thank you very much for coming in and appearing on Folk Music Worldwide.
Thank you, Alan.
We enjoy it.
And for our listeners, until next week, this is Alan Wasser saying so long.
This has been Folk Music Worldwide. Devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, spotlighting top performers and authorities in the field. If you have any suggestions, requests, or comments, why not write in to Folk Music Worldwide, Radio New York, WRUL, New York City, 19 USA. This has been a Music Worldwide presentation of Radio New York Worldwide.
I got a gal about half grown. Hey, lie.